this question, really what we're talking about is not so much the right to land as an immigration status that's applicable in your circumstances, but rather the right of abode. Because since 1997, the question of permanent residency and the concept of being settled in Hong Kong has enshrined itself in the ability for people in certain circumstances to secure the right of abode in Hong Kong. So a Hong Kong permanent resident, that is someone who has the right of abode, has the right to land and the right to be free from any condition of stay, the right not to be deported, and the right not to be removed. And you can get the right to land where your right of abode has been lost, if you're a foreign national, but you need to have possessed it in the first place. Now, the right to land does have an ongoing role for certain classes of British nationals who, prior to 1997, possessed the right to land as resident British citizens, but through the passage of time, now almost all of those who have lived in Hong Kong continuously for 7 years since that time have gone on to secure the right of abode. So, actually, your immigration status is directly driven through your family, your parents, and their right of abode status, and your eligibility for it at the time of your birth. And in that regard, what I would suggest you do is you have a look at the last link on this page for a detailed discussion of how somebody in your circumstances can anticipate the response of the Immigration Department when you make an application for the right of abode predicated on your circumstances.